And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guy here who literally just parked the boat here right next to us here, Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking some fishing, current information, and more. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a fun time today is going to be. And so stoked having Jamie. Jamie's another guy that's not easy to peel away from the boat. Cause
yeah.
But Parker, I get to see. I know exactly how busy his schedule is because it's tied right behind the landing there, behind the tackle store. And the boat's gone always.
Yeah. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah. So you're literally on the water this morning and just got off the boat, spent the night on the boat, and come on up to the world headquarters, right?
yeah, we had a trip.
Nice and close.
Yeah, not a long commute this morning.
No, made a coffee and came over. So, yeah, it was we fished yesterday, tied the boat up, washed it, had a night's sleep, and here we are.
One thing I'll say, you mentioned washing it. I watch you wash that thing all the time. You take such good care of that beautiful 34-foot Parker.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, we try to take good care of it. When people walk on, there's not a rusted screw. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We try to take a good care of it.
It shows. Thanks. The boat's beautiful, man.
And
I love that boat.
And you have the latest of electronics, too.
Yeah. Yeah, right? we did a whole Freno package last year, the TZ3 system throughout the boat, upstairs, downstairs, and in the cockpit. And then just a month ago, we did the CH500.
It's so rad.
I got rid of the 270
That's the side scanning sonar.
The side scan, yeah, the Searchlight side scan sonar. We had a 270 in it for, I think, the last 6 years, which has been a game changer for us, you know, daytime fishing when there's not a lot of signal. And so, yeah, kind of wanted to upgrade to the 500.
And how did it work yesterday?
Yesterday was tough. We woke up with about 12 knots of wind here at the landing. And with a small boat and a sonar, it's tough because we're, you know, it's coming out of the water. So we were kind of dealing with white caps all day. So days like that, I pretty much keep the sonar up.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So what's the difference between the old sonar and the new sonar for you?
You know, for me, I can see that it's a lot quicker, a lot faster. You know, how the sonar works is much quicker. I haven't got to dial it in, the 500 yet. My 270 was dialed. It's kind of one of those things that you just got to spend hours and hours and hours with.
Fine-tuning.
Fine-tuning. You know, one preset for one boat a guy could give you is going to be different for your rig. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of start with a base, kind of like setting up some gain settings and that. But you really just have to go through the system and, you know, days and, you know, catching something and going, okay, that's what that looks like. Let's fine-tune that. So it's just, I mean, hours and years basically looking at that screen, listening to it. And it's a lot of acoustics. So, you know, with those sonars, you're listening more than you're looking. So, which is good for us. I'm able to have a speaker up in my tower, with the system in the tower so I can glass all day, you know, and that thing's, you know, working. And as soon as
you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it. So as soon as, you know, we, you know, scan something.
How big of a piece of water do you get to look at when you have your sonar going?
You know, I'm usually shooting out 400 feet, you know, so it's a pretty good chunk of water.
Compared to what would be underneath the boat with your standard up and down pedometer, you're looking, you know,
and
20 or 30 feet or 50 feet, whatever it is. You know,
yeah, even with that, like, you know, I'm in the gyros most of the day. So
yeah.
I would be running over that stuff because I don't have four eyes, you know what I mean? So that sonar for me.
Yeah, quick thing comes under the boat, you never even know because you're in the glasses.
Yeah, unless it got jigged up or something, you know, you wouldn't know really. So the sonar has been just a game changer. It's an investment, but
yeah.
But
you have all the bells and whistles and all the guns on Seasons. Tell us about the boat.
Well, it's a 34 Parker. It was built in 2009. You know, Parker wanted to kind of step into the big boat game, their biggest boat being a 28 Parker. And they built, I think, 11 of them, and they quit building those. So,
it's huge.
It is big.
It's huge everywhere. That boat is so big. I love it. I get to see it every day, and it's just... It's so comfortable.
It is. It's a comfortable boat. It's like a 11.5 beam. We put a 200 gallon, live well on it. So
200 gallons.
Yeah. So
it's like a jacuzzi.
It's basically you could go, you know, jacuzzi on either side.
we
hold a lot of bait. I mean, with the sonar, you need a lot of bait because it's pointless to have a sonar on a smaller rig if you can't have the bait capacity to, you know, bring those fish to the boat. So, it's got it's powered with 350s. You know, there's a bunk downstairs, there's a V-berth, there's a full head, and then a salon that you can sit at, you know, five guys comfortably. That's what we take, five max.
Wow.
So, myself and a crew member.
Nice. So, it's been biting a little bit here, but yesterday, a little choppy, things were down. Do you think it has something to do with the weather?
You know, I mean, it's early in the game. You know, we were talking before the show. I mean, we've just, you know, been pretty blessed the last 5 years with, like, early volume. I think it's the first wave of this bluefin. So, you know, there's spots of it, you know, and it's moving around quick. It hasn't really settled into like a location. You know, a lot of these guys that are, you know, fishing in the dark, I mean, it'll be somewhere 20 miles and the next night it's 20 miles in the opposite direction. So, for us, like daytime fishing, it's just been a little tough. You know, we started off at the islands. The water wasn't very good there early in April. Really good lingcod fishing, but, not a lot of yellow in there. And then, you know, guys start seeing, you know, quite a bit of yellow on kelp. So that's kind of when we started going offshore. And yesterday was just, I mean, it could have been just a tough, scratchy day. It's hard to see when it's blowing for us.
It feels like everything is just set back a little bit from last year. Like last year we were having some really good days, but then some slow days. But we were having that in March and April. And now it feels like we're having that same thing, but we're having it in May and June. You know, like it almost just feels like we're just a month back. It's similar fishing. And, you know, our early season was kind of last year was kind of like it is right now, where we would have some days of limits, barn burner, everybody get them, and then boom, they're on the move and not located, and then, you know, whatever, something changes, weather, mood, wind, fish, and then we catch them again real good.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, because this last week with the nice weather and stuff, it was pretty good fishing.
There was some phenomenal fishing last week, you know, and then this weekend it was a little slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know the guys are, you know, talk a lot about the moon, so for that nighttime fishing, so uh-huh. I know, you know, coming off the full moon, you know, it got better, so yeah, it's just, there's not a lot of volume as far as yellowtail and kelps. We're just not seeing a lot of kelp yet. I don't know if it's the water's cold, you know, still cool. Stuff mm-hmm. likes to grow when it's cool, and then when it gets warm, you know, it starts to break off and, you know, getting current break.
Sure.
So we just haven't seen a lot of kelp. I mean, I think if there was more kelp, we'd probably see a little bit more yellow.
Yeah.
Because the nice kelps that we're finding are pretty much jugged. I'm seeing like two or three different schools on those kelps with the sonar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like lots of cool. Lots
yeah,
of
yeah. Lot, yeah. It's just not biting.
I mean, it's so weird. Why is it that yellows pick one kelp over another? That's
so
always
weird.
Been the mystery, right?
I was telling the guys yesterday that from the tower, I reached back and just was like, you know, I would be a billionaire if I could figure out, you know.
What attracts one from.
And I mean, the kelps could be, you know, 100 yards from each other.
Yeah.
And one can look so good. Like, you're like, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
It's big, there's a bunch of crud hanging down, there's bait all over it, and there's a turn that's looking at the bait like, well, this is clearly going to hold, and it doesn't. And then you drive, you know, a mile down the way, and there's a pizza box lid floating around, and there's 100 yellows doing donuts around it. You know, it's so weird.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
a lot of bait? Are you seeing a lot of bait offshore?
Quite a bit of bait.
That's
good. Yeah, yeah, quite a bit of bait.
Good water conditions, you said.
I mean, the water
is
gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Temperature?
Temperature's about 60. It bumped up another degree, so all the zone.
63.
Yeah, it bumped up from like 62, 61, where we were seeing it last week, yesterday. So, yeah, it's moving in the right direction. I mean, but the water is just absolutely gorgeous.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, beautiful. You know, yesterday I noticed the week before we were seeing a lot of molas. I don't know if you guys have been out, but. Those wind sailors. Yeah. I mean, there's giant. I mean, schools of those molas around,
just sucking down the wind sails.
Yeah, and we didn't see much yesterday, so they're all gone.
Interesting.
Which is interesting. So yeah, I mean, it's evolving.
It's the ocean. It's cycles.
Right. Evolving every day, and that's what's neat. Just going out every day and just trying to pick it apart, you know, and analyze it.
Yeah. And so what's your program? Is it a daytime program?
Yeah, so we're a daytime program. We're a 5 to 5 most of our trips, you know. We meet at Fisherman's here at 4:30 and kind of go through the spiel, safety, all that stuff, get loaded up. And then we're usually back about 5. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the boat's fast and comfy. Yeah. Yep. And, like, that's the beauty of it is a 5 to 5 day trip like that basically gives you range of anywhere our local tuna is. You know, you're in range on a trip of that length.
And how does somebody charter you?
You can either, you know, call, you know, the number, go to the website, seasonssportfishing.com, or, you know, call the Fisherman's Landing, too, as well.
Yep. And pretty much just, you just doing day trips, whether it be rockfish, halibut, you'll do coastal trips, you'll do offshore trips.
Anything from, half day.
Coronado Islands.
Yeah, half day, three-quarter day to a full day. I mean, mostly, you know, once we get into summer here after the holiday weekend here, it's mostly full day offshore trips. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we kind of cater to everything, half day, three quarter day, early season, late season. We do open party trips. So, you know, one guy will kind of book a date and, you know, I can pretty much fill it pretty quick. So
what's the story on the Coronado Islands, man? Last year, it was just epic yellowtail fishing. And apparently water conditions look pretty good there now.
There's
just not a lot of fish.
I had a buddy drive through there on the way home day before yesterday, and he says it's gorgeous. That blue water that we're seeing offshore is all lined through there. So I'm sure there's just, you know, with all that yellow on kelps, they're, you know, close by.
Yeah,
they're in there.
It's going to come.
Yeah. I'm probably biting right now. We should probably go today.
probably.
Deal. I'm in.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's all about the conditions at that
Absolutely,
place.
Yeah. And when we started the year, I mean, it was just cold. I mean, 58 in there, 57. You know, there was a week stretch there of some pretty good yo-yo fishing, and then it just kind of the one school or two schools that were in there just vanished, so.
So when you go out, how do you plan your trip? What do you do the night before or the morning before you head offshore to decide which way to go?
Well, you know, number one, I look at weather. You know, weather's a big factor in where I'm going to go, where I'm going to end up for the day. So, you know, if it's blowing 20 knots at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm probably going to make a phone call and postpone that trip. But, you know what I mean, if we're seeing wind, you know, and it's kind of gusty in the afternoon, like I might make it, you know, where I have it at my back on the way home. on a beautiful day, we might just try to get as far south as we can get, and then obviously a sea surface temperatures, terrapin.
Yeah.
Looking at that, water quality, so current breaks.
Yeah, so you really rely on terrapin to really kind of make a plan if the weather's good.
Yeah, chlorophyll. So I'm looking, at the green and the blue water and, breaks, temp breaks. Obviously, talking to friends, talking to other boats that have fished the day before. Just trying to get a game plan together.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Jamie's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to fishing offshore, local, around here. And runs a great operation.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Going to be a lot of fun talking with one of the absolute gurus of the biz, and we're going to have a lot of fun with you today. If you want to give us a call this morning, you have questions, man, we can't wait to talk to you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is our phone number, or you can send us a text. Going through the text right now, we've got a lot of great texts already coming through. And again, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. So if you'd like to text in your questions to Jamie from Seasons, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. We say it all the time. It's such an easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup no matter where you are. You don't need to have your radio standing by. You can just fire off the app and listen to the show, whether it be live this morning or on the archive. And if you have to miss the second half of the show, you'll get to catch all the great info that we're going to have with Captain Jamie today. It's going to be a lot of fun. And when you do send your text message in, make sure that you include your contact information, because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of the show today. And if you're the winner via text, we want to make sure to get back to you. How we pick the prize is at the end of the show, we're going to take one potential winner from all of our phone calls we're making on the show this morning. We're going to take one potential text message that gets read on the show this morning. And then Jamie's going to flip the prize coin at the end of the show, and that's going to designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. And today, we are giving away a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels. Plus, you're going to get a pair of tickets to the CCA California Apps and Taps. It's happening at Portuguese Hall in Point Loma on June 17th. Talked about it quite a bit yesterday with Jim Hendricks. That's going to be a really, really fun event.
Oh, yeah.
Great fundraiser from CCA. Lots of great food. Lots of great brews. Going to be a great time.
That's a valuable prize there.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
for sure. A lot of fun. And, again, better yet, just your opportunity to talk to one of the best in the biz with Jamie. If you want to give us a call, one more time, 213-432-1090, or send those texts to the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone call. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently delivered deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers and plugs, Sea Falcon lures, get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Fossa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, boy. Phones are lighting up quick. If you want to get your chance to talk to Jamie, get in on the fun today. 213-432-1090.
And Jamie just sweetened the package today, the giveaway package, huh?
By a bunch. So in addition to all the great prizes we talked about today, the $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reel, the tickets going to the CCA Apps and Taps, somebody's going to get a full season's apparel package. And if you're not familiar, most people have, everybody's seen Jamie's gear, but really, really nice
really
gear. Always killer apparel. Somebody's going to get a hat, a shirt, a sweatshirt, everything from Seasons. We're going to get your size at the end of the show. And, yeah, you're going to be fully hooked up.
In addition to the Apps and Taps pair of tickets, which are worth $75 each, in addition to the $50 certificate to Cal's Custom Reels.
It's on.
How about that?
Yeah,
right?
No doubt, man. Very good.
Hey, got a great text here from Cody in Utah, seems like we have a lot of listeners in Utah.
All right.
These days. Yeah, which is great.
Totally.
Great to have. And, you know, Salt Lake City is so easy to get to San Diego there and back from Salt Lake City. So it's no wonder.
Just did Zion for the first time.
Oh, really?
First Easter. Incredible.
I'll bet.
Incredible.
You went to drive out there?
Oh, yeah, we drove out. We had a travel trailer. So
nice.
Right outside the park, you know, there's a nice little spot, RV spot.
Sweet.
Yeah, incredible.
It was good, huh?
Yeah,
I have to do that sometime.
I've never been. I've always heard the best things about it.
I mean, you open the door and, like, you know, it's just God's country.
Close your mind.
That's cool.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, cool. Well, Cody said a bunch of great things about keeping informed back in Utah and listening to the Let's Talk Hookup, and we appreciate that very much, Cody, and sure appreciate. So he has a question for you. He says, I've been fishing sport boats since I was 10 years old, but I have never been on a 6 or 4-pack boat. What are some of the advantages, opportunities I might have jumping on a boat like yours opposed to a larger sport boat? Good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, number one, like, you're basically a crew member. When you step on the boat, you're a crew member.
You're part of the,
part of the team.
You're part of the team. There's no putting you aside and, you know, we're working. You're kind of like, grab a line, grab a buoy.
Yeah.
Number one, it's a team kind of, you know, effort and to get things done. And number two, we're able just to, on a small boat, if it's a charter, it's a kind of family deal. Like, you've got three or four, your good buddies. It's kind of like memories, you know, you guys are making good memories. And another thing is just kind of being able to move around fast. You know, bounce around from zone to zone quick, you know, lines in, let's go.
If you need to run 20 or 25 knots or more, you can do that.
Yeah, and then, you know, bird school fishing. I mean, we're able to bird school fish, you know. The sport boats just can't, you know, chase birds and, you know, chase foamers and all that good stuff. We're able to kind of do that technique, you know, popper fishing, all that good stuff.
Another thing, too, if you're in the position, which a lot of, you know, very popular charter boats, you're bringing some customers or if, you know, if you're in a position where you're chartering the boat and you're bringing clients, whatever it might be, the attention to your people, the attention to your passengers is a different thing. I mean, it's you and a crew member and your guests. You know, I mean, the ratio of you know, Seasons people to employees just, I mean, it's just higher. It's just how it is. You know, you get so much attention to your passengers.
Absolutely. And a lot of guys, corporate guys, will charter the boat. It's like a team-building experience, you know what I mean? So
totally.
Yeah.
Everybody's working together.
Exactly.
High-fiving when you succeed, ribbing when you lose one.
Yep. And then, you know, you got the downtime, you know, getting to the zone, getting back. So, like, working, you know, I mean, you're on a, you know, smaller boat, so you kind of have to talk about things. So, yeah, it's a good team-building for for people. So
now on your 34 there, you have some comfortable places to sit. You have some comfortable places to lay down if you need to between the trips.
Yep, you got full stand-up head. You know, you got the salon with a table to sit at. You know, if guys want to, you know, get one of the bunks or the V-berth, they can do that and take a nap. So
that's what's so unique about your operation is it has the small boat feel in terms of agility and zip around and, you know, and small group, but you have literally every amenity of a big boat. Like you said, places to sleep, sonar, places to stand. It's a really cool mix between the two that's just not offered from a lot of other platforms.
Yeah, and my favorite amenity is the coffee maker. So.
Oh, okay.
We do fresh coffee if you want a coffee. So
there you go. Nice.
Yeah. But people bring their own food and drinks. Yeah, I didn't mention that earlier. So you bring your own food and drinks. You know, we're all iced up. Got a, you know, the huge Yeti on deck. You're more than welcome to bring it. Small cooler inside. Put all your stuff in the Yeti. So. You know, we handle all the coffee and water. So
you see people do your trips all the time, and I'm sure you've seen everything from, we always joke about at the shop, the crummy 7-Eleven sandwich because it was in a hurry the way before, to something killer. What's some of the cool things that people have brought on a trip like that? Like creative, like, you know, hey, this is a fun one.
Well, I've seen like full, like, Mexican, you know, buffet.
Wow.
Like, you know, full enchilada platter, and then you got your rice, your beans, your tortillas that were warming up in the microwave.
Sweet.
That was really cool.
That's cool.
You know, when we do have time, like when that yellowfin's around, I like to make sushi on the way home. So we do, you know, the microwave steamed rice. We'll cut that up and do like,
That's cool.
Yeah, some, you know, poke bowls.
How fun.
Yeah, on the way in. So, yeah, we try to do that if we have time.
Yeah, and that's the thing about, and I think that's one of the big differences, like we've been discussing, between a charter boat versus a four or five pack.
Five pack.
Your custom. You do whatever you want, basically, as far as food, drink, you know, hanging out with your friends. It's you don't really do any open party stuff. It's all charter.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do some open
party. Yeah, we do. You know, usually early spring, late fall. Like, I try to, like, I've got a lot of guys that call and just say, hey, Jimmy, you know, if you ever have anybody that needs a guy, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So how do you get in on, do you have that on the website?
Yeah, it's on the website. You can just basically, I'll update, like, Instagram the week before and say, hey, we're thinking about doing, you know, this date on an open party. And then I set up the calendar so that individuals can book spots on that.
You can book online?
Online, yeah.
Cool. Oh, no kidding.
Or just, you know, or call, you know, call the office. So.
Seasonsportfishing.com.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
All right. Hey, I had a fun text come through as soon as it fires up here. This one was from Ralph in Menifee. He says, good morning, guys. Jamie, your updated site and videos look fantastic. I noticed that the theme matches your merch, which is bitchin' too. So a good shout out for the prize today. Are you designing all of that yourself, website and clothing? Also, which you just kind of touched on, is there a microwave on board to heat up food for our trips? I'm also stoked that I found your music on Beatport. That's all from Ralph and Menifee.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I had a life before this, kind of traveled the world DJing. So Seasons Sport Fishing basically kind of came from my record label, which is Seasons Recordings. You know, just a quick, when Steve Jobs of Apple kind of got iTunes and the music industry changed overnight. And, you know, I grew up in high school working on the sport boat. So I kind of went back to fishing, started Seasons Sport Fishing. So the design aspect kind of came from the music.
And what, you wrote your own music? You put together?
I did a little bit of writing, but mostly it was more, you know, the record label, running the record label contracts, you know, the publishing side of it, the marketing. You know, I did a little bit of mixing, you know, but I was more of like a people's person. So I kind of took the more of the business side of it when I was traveling as well, meeting people. So.
Wow. You still do that?
That's why you're such a good people person. I mean, it comes through on the radio, I'm sure, but like knowing you forever, you're just so good with people.
And you kind of have to be, you know, you're with some, you know, individuals for 12 hours on a small platform. And, you know, I always tell them, you know, I'm not God, but I'm going to make sure, you know, when you get off the boat, you had a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, catching a fish is a bonus.
That's it.
Yeah, we just try to make, you know, as much possible that you're going to have memories the best time that you can.
A good time.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you're still active in the record label?
Or yeah.
Or you're pretty much all fishing?
No, I still, you know, it's kind of gone by the wayside just a little bit just because our fishing season has gone from, you know, a 4 or 5 month deal to, you know, last couple of years.
Sure.
Yeah, 7, 8 months sometimes. So yeah, very active still in the music business, still have the website, you know, doing all that stuff. You know, still doing a little bit of DJing, going to South Africa in November.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, a little bit here and there.
Yeah. So, How has your move to Fisherman's Landing a few years ago changed? Do you book through fishermanslanding.com also? Or?
No, we pretty much do all of our own bookings. Yeah, I mean, you know, those guys, they've been really great up there. If they have some interest, they'll usually have the customers sent to me. So I'll get a call that, hey, you know, Fisherman's told me to call you. But most of all the bookings done through the website are, you know, talking to me directly.
Okay, yeah. But you're like, Fisherman's Landing is like...
It's incredible.
It's the hub.
It's the hub. You know, I mean, you know, I was over at Dana Landing for, I don't know, 10 years, and beautiful place to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I mean, that harbor obviously being small and quaint, you know, the bait, and obviously Dana Landing having all the amenities. It just, there's a different feel at the landing here. When you pull the boat in after a trip, I mean... You know, everybody kind of works together here on the big boats. They don't look at me as like a smaller boat. Yeah. You know, we all talk. You know, what did you see? You know, one of these guys might have a tough day. I might have had a great day. So it's pretty cool having, you know, the boat here. And, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's Rodeo Drive, I always call it.
And we're proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ted in San Diego has, what's the difference between offshore blue water and big bluefin trips? Don't both target bluefin when they are biting? And he also says, too, how fast does your 34 Parker run? Can you go to the Cortez Bank?
Yeah, we can go to the Cortez Bank, and that big bluefin trip is that number.
Okay.
So, you know, and that's basically, it's just mileage kind of where we're going. We'll extend the trip if we're going to do, you know, the Cortez or Tanner or something like that. So that's the difference in the big bluefin or the blue water offshore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're still using helium. We're still using kites and flyers and all that good stuff for, you know, the offshore trips. But if we need
you know you're committing extra hours and extra fuel and extra everything else, there's an extra cost associated.
Yeah.
So is that's on your website. It says blue water versus big bluefin.
Yeah, exactly. And when somebody calls to book a trip, we kind of talk about that. Right now, we don't need to go there. So,
right.
You know, we're not obviously charging that, but it's kind of more for the late season, a guy that wants to go, you know, when that fish is 100 miles away.
You're custom. It's all about custom.
You have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm pretty much the only guy. There's not an office manager. So.
Yeah. Head cook and bottle washer.
The most information that we can get, you know, through the website, you know, helps me out quite a bit.
Yeah.
So.
You're a busy guy. You take a deckhand?
I do take a deckhand.
You do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So we've got a deckhand that, you know, helps me out. In the peak of the
season. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero and talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Captain. Well, it's going to be a good tourney coming up.
Baby. All right. A week from yesterday, we're getting started.
Yeah, well, it's like real, real consistent yellowfin fishing right now. In the past 2 weeks, we haven't had one off day. Anglers, boats that are targeting the yellowfin are... Literally every boat's limiting. Fish are a little bit bigger this week than they were last week. There were a lot of footballs last week and then some larger fish. This week, the average fish is quite a bit bigger. They're ranging about 5 to 20 pounds consistently, and then some are bumping up to 45 or 50. All the boats are literally are limiting. You know, it's 5 per angler, so... They got 4 on the boat. They're bringing 20 elephant, and you know the cleaning table is just overloaded. It's pretty cool, but they're moving in closer as well. They were as far as 40, 50 miles out beginning of the week before last, and now they're in about anywhere between 15 and 30 miles out.
Nice.
Huge schools of porpoise. I mean pods of porpoise everywhere, very spread, and a real, real consistent bite. They're taking mostly hoochies. And a few cedar plugs, but they're just all over the hoochies. And they're taking the fly, too. We were out yesterday, and we had a customer with us that was fly fishing. He caught his 5 on fly, you know,
nice.
Just sitting there. Yeah. No, there's loads and loads of them around. So it's really, really good tuna fishing. We're really happy with that. And we honestly haven't, you know, normally you get a few slow days mixed in, but it just hasn't happened. Just literally every day that we've been banging them out, so. Real happy about that. Water's warming, and that has something to do with it. Water's now up to 80 degrees, which is pretty about normal for this time of year. So that's a good thing. And striped marlin, my gosh, everywhere. I've been down here a long time, and I don't remember seeing this many striped marlin. There's just tailors everywhere. We had one super ponga that had 4 hookups all at once. They had 4 on every line they had. They were They were fighting striped marlin. And if you're targeting them, you're going to get them for sure, and you're probably going to get multiples. And even if you're not, if you're out there looking for other stuff, there's so many around, your chances are really, really good at picking one up. So very, very good striped marlin fishing. There was a dead whale earlier in the week floating off the front about 12 miles off, and it was holding a nice big Dorado. And that lasted for about 2 or 3 days, but a lot of Dorado to 50 pounds, it was just unlimited number of fish while it was around. Yeah, so that was a good thing. That slowed a little bit as the week progressed, but still, you know, we're seeing 2 or 3 fish over 30 pounds coming in daily to the cleaning table. So still good Dorado fishing. Inshore fishing is very good as well. We've got big African pompano off the lighthouse. They had one 20-pounder. And that's going to be close to a world record. I haven't looked it up, but a giant
yeah,
pompano.
That's a big one.
Yeah, really good. And lots of pargo and cabrilla as well. Rooster fishing, we don't have much sardine yet at the moment. There's more sardine up north. So off of Ventanas and all that, the boats are running up there and releasing some nice guyos to 60 pounds. So good fishing, you guys. Very, very good fishing. Happy campers.
That's perfect timing for our 27th annual, Rancho Leonero tournament. Great group of people coming, and sounds like perfect timing. I understand there may be a room or two left, too, if somebody wants a last-minute join us. Airfares are down, and come on down and join us. Right, John?
Yeah. I think there are one or two. I haven't checked with Pam this week, but if you can get one, you should, because the fishing is great. It's a great event, too. Lots of people, and we have a good time. Lots of years we've been doing it. That's for sure.
27 of them. So, hey, John, thanks for the great report. Looking forward to seeing you next. I'll be flying down before the show on the early flight on Sunday morning, doing the show Saturday, and then Rick and Corey will be taking over on Sunday. But looking forward to joining the group on Sunday. So, but everybody's coming in on Saturday. And how do we get a hold of if we want to take advantage of one of those spots, or just book last opportunity through November to go to Rancho Leonero?
Yes, it is. It definitely is. Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. And you'll talk to Rick and Corey next Sunday, and I'll see you next Sunday, and we'll talk to you then.
See you, John.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We'll have a beer or two, Pedro.
Okay, sounds good.
Count me in for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. If you want to get through, it's getting packed up. 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Jim calling us from National City this morning. Hey, Jim, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Before I get to Jamie, I got a question for Jamie, but I got to congratulate Jeff Roberto, won his third a pokey cook-off at the Valley High. So, anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
All right, Jeff. That's awesome. Right. Cool.
Yeah, sushi on a roll, baby. But, Jamie, what I got for you is I have a 11-year-old granddaughter, and I'd probably take my son and her on your boat. Is 11-year-old okay to be on your boat? We want to go offshore and chase tuna.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call. That's a great question. We actually had a group yesterday, this little guy, Jackson. I got to give him a shout-out. You know, good morning, right. Jackson. Just a yellowtail killer. He's going to be 9 in June. And he's been fishing with me since he was, I think, 5 and a half, 6.
Wow.
That's so cool.
So, 11 is the ripe age, I think, to get her out. And I always tell the guys that, you know, father and son, grandpa and granddaughter type, those are my favorite trips.
Okay. I mean, and a perfect opportunity to introduce a young person to fishing.
Absolutely.
On a real custom operation like that.
Absolutely. Like, I just like catering to the kids. I like, you know, showing them how to, you know, pin a bait on. And I mean, watching them, you know, with their granddad or, you know, their dad catching their first fish. I mean, it's memories for a lifetime. Like, you can't put a price tag on that. So, yeah, most definitely.
I know everybody loves the big tuna and the big, you know, sight and everything. That's always cool. But, man, how perfect is kelp paddy yellowtail and kelp paddy Dorado fishing, introducing somebody like that. It's visual, and you see it, and the fight is exciting and difficult, but, you know, not hours long, and, you know, stop and go and plenty of action. I mean, that just seems like the perfect thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the kelp time, daytime, you know, fishing, you know, especially when it's a little closer to home, you know, maybe we can get it get it done in a three-quarter day. So, you know, your first trip is, you know, not a full 12-hour day to kind of just test the waters. But, yeah, it's awesome. It really is having the kids on the boat.
That's fantastic. Jim, thanks a lot for the call. That does free up 213-432-1090. Let's go live on the water to Mike on the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
Great.
Great. What's up, Mike?
Oh, our second day of a two-day trip here. Caught a couple of nice bluefin this morning, a 120-pounder or so on some jigs. We had a handful of them yesterday. Spent part of the day fishing rockfish, and same thing as it's been. It's just been killer rockfish fishing to go with some of this bluefin and yellowtail. I don't know. It's hard to get the Ventura County out of me, but
yeah.
We made a couple extra drifts yesterday just because the chilies were biting, and you know how delicious those things are. And we're knocking out some Floridas, Bankies, I don't know, 40 or so chilies before we came back up and fishing some bluefin here. Fish has been a little bit spotty. We had a decent one at 5 o'clock this morning, and just it's one of those things, you know, as I was talking about when I was at the show with you guys last week, is you got to be up and ready to fish 24/7 on these trips, man. We've had good fishing at 8:30 at night, at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, and our two-day charter, Alex Brand has been chartering us for years, and they're festive. They are very, very festive, and I think night number one caught a lot of them off guard. We had to put the Jameson to the side and get these guys in action.
Mike, I need to know specifically how many tangles Jeff Cosgrove got into.
Oh man, he's pretty much every one of them.
Okay, all right.
you know, it's those things. If you're at the rail, you're probably in a tangle at one point or another. But I gotta say, one of our guys who landed a nicer fish the first night, I didn't realize how festive he had been until I couldn't get him to keep his eyes open for a picture.
Oh boy!
So hold that thing up. He goes, I just want to go sit down now.
Yeah.
But there have been some very good hits. Like I said, this morning we hooked a handful of fish. Sounds like the sinker rigs might be the thing to do here for part of the day. And, the trip after I was in the show last week, we had limits of bluefin. Just killer fishing, man. It's been great at times.
That's awesome.
It's just a matter of being there on the right day and the right night, and getting your line in the water for sure. Well, hey,
yep.
What's the schedule for the Tribute? What's going on this week?
You know, last time I looked, we had one reservation or one spot open left for tonight's day and a half trip. Weather looks nice again, and Tuesday night is a for sure go. We have plenty of room. I think we only had a handful of people booked for that one so far, but. You know, the way this bluefin's been, you know, there's been a couple of lighter days, and then it's phenomenal for a few days. It's just trying to keep track of this stuff. So, you know, a lot of guys out here looking around, and, you know, the bluefin don't ever really disappear. I mean, you have ups and downs where they kind of, you know, change the locations where they're biting. But I would imagine you're going to see some more good counts here today and tomorrow. So we're going to be on it. Tonight, a possibility of getting one of those spots, and then Tuesday night, and then we're chartered again, and Saturday night's full as well. So if not, you're going to have to look at next week. But whether it's with us or any of our other boats at Seaforth, give them a call, 619-224-3383. And, you know, take a look at our Facebook page. Maybe it's just my where I'm from, but lots of pictures of those reds, chilies, bankies up, and our bluefin as well. Don't want to pass up the bluefin. They're on there as well.
Cool,
well,
Mike.
Nice going.
Great to hear from you at seaforthlanding.com. You want to book a trip on the Tribute and get on there and go fishing with Mike. Appreciate all your reports, Mike, very much.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We had one phone line open during the break. If you want it, it's ready right now. 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Captain Jamie, but also win all those killer prizes, a full clothing package from Seasons, a $50 gift certificate to Cal's, and you're going to get the two tickets to the CCA Apps and Taps at Portuguese Hall on June 17th. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
It's finally back. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having the Shimano Super Sale Saturday, June 3rd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's truly a big event with amazing sales on Shimano and almost everything else in the Longfin. After 2 years of COVID supply shortages, the Longfin is fully stocked and ready for this not-to-be-missed tackle sale. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on almost all fishing gear in their massive inventory. Every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 3rd. Shimano Day at the Longfin is one day only, Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 7 and open till 7. The Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. Check thelongfin.com. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. All kinds of great fishing going on. Again, if you want to get through to 213-432-1090.
Or you can text us right through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's free on your iPhone or your Android device. And free access to everything Let's Talk Hookup. Website, archives, podcasts. Live show.
Yep.
You even call in.
You can call the show. Text. You can text the show.
Yeah, everything is right on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You got it, man. Well, hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Summit Gasoline in San Diego at the Sports Arena, where you go to get your low, low, low gas prices for your car, truck, or trailer boat. With the new expansion, it's going to allow even more room and more convenience for up to 24 cars and trucks at the same time, with 12 diesel pumps, too. Lots of extra room for your boat and trailer, along with 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon fill-up. Don't forget, the Summit Bistro now features fresh-made breakfast burritos. They have sandwiches, salads, great prices. It's not only the lowest gas prices in the town and free ice for all of our Let's Talk Hookup listeners. I love these guys. They're so much fun. Again, it's super easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat and trailer at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Such a cool spot. We're going to head on up now to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to Captain Brian Willie, who's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning? Doing great.
Morning, good morning. Good stuff, man. That Summit Gas is going to start selling live flying fish, right?
Yeah.
So it's all that.
I sell bait.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I was going to say, you can purchase an Everingham Brothers live bait. They sell half-scoop bait certificates for lesser money than what you buy it at the barge.
Amazing.
Crazy. Yeah, those guys
That's
are rad.
Good stuff, man. That's rad. Well, hey, for us up here, you know, we pushed through another week here locally and over at the islands there. And along the coast here, 63 degrees is kind of what we're seeing on our water here, pretty much the norm through our little stretch. But, man, where's the sunshine? We need that
right?
stuff bad, right? It's crazy.
It's like in the mountains.
Ready to pull off. Yeah, totally. It's just soggy and wet in the morning, and it is what it is. But we're ready for some of that. And a little bit of that sunshine, man, it would really go a long way here, too. We've got some really good sardine and anchovy mix on our receiver here, so the bass action did pick up towards the end of the week there for our half-day guys. Just typical stuff, the sheephead sculpin and a couple halibut made up the mix there for our half-day guys this week. But good fly line bass fishing on those trips and, you know, some good fishing on our twilight trips, too. We've been running those on Tuesday nights and Friday, Saturday nights. We've been getting out to catch some bass there as the sun goes down. But three-quarter day, we've still been on that bottom fish push, I'd say. You know, the catching has been good in the deep zones out there on that 14-mile bank with plenty of those bankies, boccaccios, and chilies. And then along the coast here from, 40 to 60 fathoms, those zones have been good, too, for us. You know, nice mixed bags of just rockfish, you know, boccaccios, reds, flags, speckled rockfishes, that kind of stuff. That's kind of been the norm for our guys. But we've also spent a little bit of time kind of poking around in the shallows on the beach down there off North County, Camp Pendleton zone. Not much kelp there. A lot of that kelp is gone, like that barn kelp, yellowtail kelp that had good beds there last year. There's just some scattered, isolated stringers, so there's not a big, bulky area. Yeah, so we've been out on that open, hard bottom. There's still plenty of bass in the mix down there, but it's just a different approach. You know, you want to fish your artificial stuff, you can fish some stuff that dies and gets down. You know, you're not going to get hung up in the kelp, so. We'll keep tabs on that down there, but good bass fishing and dam bass down there, too. And then over at Clemente, you know, the Fury, he's been on the rockfish program, too. Same deal. They need the sunshine over there. They need something to kind of activate it, warm the water up. Talked to Marcus this morning. They're seeing yellowtail. They're seeing schools of that stuff around. It's just, for whatever reason, it's not in bite mode. So they've been on the same deal, rockfish, whitefish, filling the bags with that stuff. They have the Western Outdoor News has a charter on the boat there today on the Fury, so they do have some anglers. So if they come across some of that stuff, they should be able to kick that off. And then just one last reminder here, you know, we do have some four-pack operations as well. You know, Christian on the Lexi, that 26-foot Anderson, it's a beautiful boat. He's been out a couple days this week just trying to get his ball rolling as well, and he had some nice sea bass this week. He had one fish in particular, 63 pounds. Like, that's a solid sea bass.
Jeez.
So you can
awesome.
Check out his Instagram page, yeah, and see that fish. But he does have some open party dates here towards the beginning of June. So if you guys want to hop on one of those trips, you know, it's a good opportunity to get out to either Clemente or Catalina and fish, you know, fish with the, you know, just a handful of guys on a small boat with Christian. He runs a good deal there. So
yeah, he's
if you guys want to hop on one of those trips,
yeah,
go ahead.
Christian's a fishy guy. Yeah, Christian's a really
Absolutely.
Fishy guy, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have overlapped plenty out there.
Absolutely.
In years past, for sure. So call our landing here. They can get you set up easy on a half day or three-quarter day or on one of those trips there with that Christian. Our number, 949-496-5794. You could check us out on the web, too, at GainaWharf.com. And still use this code, SPRING25. That'll save you 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips with us this week.
Great deal.
Love it, Willie.
Thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you with hopefully with some sunshine next Sunday.
Right, we're ready, man. We're ready to change the lens color on our Costa sunglasses here.
Good call, Willie.
No
kidding.
Appreciate
it.
All right, boys. Take
Thanks.
It easy. All right,
talk
see
to you next week. Hey, speaking of Western Outdoor News, of course, great information every week. This week, of course, our Great Sierra information. Now that the ice is starting to melt and the snow is starting to melt, things are happening up in the Sierras. And then another interesting article about the fact that Lake Hodge is going to reopen to recreational opportunities May 31st, which is very good news. So read all about that. And then, of course, some bluefin action, cod action, and, of course, information about the emergency salmon regulations that basically closes the entire salmon season for California, which is very, very sad. But anyway, Western Outdoor News always loaded with the current information. Pick it up Or better yet, subscribe, and you'll get it right in your mailbox.
That's it. Hey, let's hit the surf now. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen. Not to go outside my lane, but that Lake Hodges is a damn good lake when conditions are right.
Yeah, and it's low.
You know, it hasn't really been on par the last several years with water levels and stuff, but over time, that lake produces some big bass.
Yeah.
Woo! And now to the beach. You know, we kind of have a transition going on here. Cooler water on the northern front, so we're looking at, like, barred perch catches still, halibut active, but that middle section, Long Beach, has been very good halibut fishing. And then as you go down south, we're starting to tickle 64-degree water. You know, it'd be nice to have a little sunshine to warm things up, but it just hasn't quite got over the hump yet, but we're seeing the signs. Again, more salt fishing this week, the highliner, the barred perch bite on the northern beaches, but lots of halibut along Long Beach, L.A. Harbor. I said that bay bass bite continues red hot in Newport, San Diego, Mission Bay. The San Diego beach is also warming, and we're starting to see signs of summer fishing with croakers, some early corbina catches, some orange mouth, that sort of thing. So hold on to your hat. Hook, line, sinker reported good barred perch fishing all along that stretch there from Oxnard to all the way up west, Hollister Ranch. If you get around the corner there, there's been some big fish up to 15 inches outside there. Limit fishing, just about everything working. Some of the guys who are hunting for trophies are using flash minnows, you know, ghost shrimp, some of the bigger baits like that. The halibut bite's also been good up there with legals reported from East Beach and Goleta. An 8-pound striped bass was also taken at the Ventura River mouth, and we always talk about how those river mouths are good for striped bass. I was taken on an anchovy. Just Fishing reported limit fishing for barred perch, mostly 6 to 10-inch fish, Torrance Beach, the Hermosa Pier has been good, 7-pound striped bass taken off Dockweiler there. Big Fish reported more good fishing along Shoreline Drive. And this area here is always a good spring area, always when the grunion are running, and there's just a ton of bait in there, the guys are telling me. White cherry berry flash minnows are working, and then the zoom flukes, the white flukes, fish drop shot over on a dart head, fishing lots of 30-inch class fish. I think a 17-pounder was the big fish, and also at the inlet there, the Bolsa Chica Inlet, another really good spot in the spring. A 12-pounder was reported taken on a swim bait. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported lots of croaker showing off the beaches. The long riders are scoring yellowfin to 4 pounds, spot fin to 5 pounds, using lugworms, mussel, that sort of thing. Some short sea bass in the mix. A few striped bass, smaller fish, 4 to 6 pounds also in the mix. So, you know, 64, I think, is some of the warmer water. So we're seeing that transition right now. Very good cooler water fishing up north, and then down south we're starting to see signs of summer.
Absolutely, yeah, it's really good stuff there, Gundy. And, yeah, what was that, Ricky?
I was just going to tell Gundy that my favorite part of that report was, one, a 4-pound yellowfin croaker is an absolute hog, and I'm all about a cherry berry Lucky Craft. I think those are both awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Appreciate it, Gundy. Hey, that's going to wrap up our Catch Sport Water. Reminding you, man, summertime, it's here. We got to let this little overcast burn off, but it's here.
Yeah.
It's go time, as you heard from Gundy's report. And the sand crabs are everywhere on the beach right now. Now there's a brand new compact, lightweight tool to scoop them up. It's called the Crab and Go. It only weighs 6 ounces, and it's made from a rust-resistant stainless steel. Have a free and fresh bait every time you go to the beach and go surf fishing. You'll find the Crab and Go at Surf Fishing Tackle Shop and online at surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour with Captain Jamie from Seasons. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and sounds big, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sands Bit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's finally back. The Longfin and Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having the Shimano Super Sale Saturday, June 3rd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's truly a big event with amazing sales on Shimano and almost everything else in the Longfin. After 2 years of COVID supply shortages, the Longfin is fully stocked and ready for this not-to-be-missed tackle sale. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on almost all fishing gear in their massive inventory. Every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 3rd. Shimano Day at the Longfin is one day only, Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 7 and open till 7. The Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. Check thelongfin.com.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.